I'm Dawn Kennedy, your host of the Profit Accelerator podcast. I'm an attorney, author, mentor, and CEO of a growing coffee company. Thanks for joining me on the show that looks at all aspects of business, from the mindset to the sales to the money left over at the end of the month, with tips and strategies to help you navigate this amazing ride called entrepreneurship. Thanks for making us part of your journey. Hello, and welcome to this episode of the Profit Accelerator podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about something that some of you might be uncomfortable with, and that is getting visible with your business. So we hear a lot of things about being online and showing up on social media, but there's just so much more to this to make sure that you have your ideal clients who know what you have and who you are before you show up. So I brought an expert in on all things visibility. Bonnie, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
So why don't you tell everyone who you are and who you serve?
Absolutely. So I am Bonnie Dixon of Bonnie Dixon Photography, and I serve business owners, primarily brick and mortar business owners, but also the virtual group, to show up online with a strong digital first impression. So if your potential customer Google searches for a product or service such as yours near them, I help business owners show up so that your potential customer sees exactly what they're looking for when they see your business online. And they'll give you a call.
Yeah, this is such an important topic because I think sometimes people think of visibility. What do they think about social media posting? They don't actually think through what the first impression to the customer is. A lot of people will find you before they ever even follow you on social media or even know anything about you. So can you talk us through a little bit about how it's important? What are the top things we need to be thinking about? And then I know you and I talked about Google and using Google to give that first impression. Can you give us all of that strategy?
Yes, absolutely. And those are great questions. The first place to start is, why is it important to show up online? And you were absolutely correct that many times our potential customers will find us online and see our website, see us on our Google business profile long before they ever follow us on social media. So a lot of business owners think that they need to have a strong first impression on social media. They need to show up there consistently. True, it's helpful to do that, but you don't own that space, that digital space. If Instagram or Facebook or LinkedIn were to close their online services tomorrow, where could your potential business or your potential customer find your business? So by having a website and also posting on a Google profile, which is one of the largest search engines in the world, you automatically exist. And by having imagery there, because we live in this culture of, you know, we judge a book by its cover. We need to be captivated visually before we read any of the content or words. Before they even read your business name, they're going to look at your logo. They're going to look at your headshot profile. They're going to look at, does this, you know, chiropractic office or dental clinic or pizza shop look friendly, inviting, delicious, whatever. They're going to see these pictures, and that's going to draw them in to actually read, you know, what your business is about, what your services are, and or what ingredients do you use in the pizza. So it's so important to show up visually online.
And, you know, as you were saying, using the search engine, Google has, you know, Google Maps and those things, but they don't actually show products and services inside that. So if somebody Googles you to get a location or somebody wants to learn more, it is important to make sure that kind of like that first impression is capturing, I guess, I hate to say the essence of your business, but like your brand strategy, your brand story and things have so many moving parts and pieces. What are people looking for first, beyond being friendly or delicious? What brings people in? What makes your ideal client go, I'm going to choose this over that?
Yeah, that's a really great question. And visuals and imagery and photography that has been planned strategically to tell your business's unique story is super important in this situation, because we'll use a chiropractor, for example. If I was to Google search chiropractor near me, perhaps I woke up this morning with a kink in my neck and I'm thinking, gosh, I got to get this sorted because I have this many meetings and all of this stuff to do within my business today and I can't function with this level of pain. I'm going to Google search chiropractor near me and two results will pop up. both within 5 minutes walk. Great. They're both open in the hours listed within the Google profile. Great. But the images that I see, one has just the Google Street View car when it drove past the building, the exterior of the building, and that went past in the summer. Well, now we're in winter. So I'm wondering, oh, well, are they still actually open? Has anybody updated their hours of operation on Google? I'll need to look into this further. It just automatically puts questions in my mind. Where the second search result has pictures of the interior of the chiropractic office, maybe their team. They look friendly and inviting. It's, you know, Christmas kind of season or holiday season. It's winter. It looks like it's been updated recently. And I think, oh, well, this place must be open. And so now that I've seen pictures and it's made me think they're open for business, this feels current, I'm actually going to read through the rest of their profile and more likely to click on their website or their phone number to contact them to see if they have any availability for services to help me with the kink in the neck.
So how often should we be updating these? Like, I'm thinking, you know, some of us created the profile, we claimed it, we got verified through the mail with a little postcard, and then we haven't thought about it again in, let's say, a year or two. I mean, I'm sure that happens a lot. And, you know, products and services morph and change, packaging may have changed, lots of things may have changed. So what is your suggestions for making sure that it stays updated and things are fresh?
I love this question because you're absolutely right. As business owners, we get so busy working on our business that we often will set something and forget about it. And our Google profile or our website, the places where we control our imagery, is a very easy place to say, oh, well, I took these pictures 5 years ago and they're professional, they'll just be up there. That can be a problem because if you don't look like you did 5 years ago, or maybe the decor in your business has changed or your business vibe has changed, you need to update that. And so I recommend updating it seasonally or quarterly, if you will. If you're a business and you're located somewhere where you actually have change of season, you know, spring, summer, fall, winter, and you have snow on the ground or fall leaves on the ground or bright green foliage, it's really important to keep your Google profile and your website and the images you use for your business updated and respective of the season you're in. If you're in a location where you don't have to worry about snow, awesome. But you got to keep your imagery updated and fresh so that if a potential customer searches for you and they see your images online and then they walk into your business and you had changed the paint color or you have different lighting or you changed your hairstyle when they meet you, there's going to be this automatic feeling of disconnect and questioning of, oh, is this the same place? Is that the same person I saw? Where if you keep your images updated and you have a paint refresh on the interior of your building, or you have new chairs in the waiting room, or you have a new hairstyle, then when they see you or they walk into your business, they get this sense of familiarity, like I've been here before, this immediate sense of comfort and that they're in the right place. And that level of automatic trust that is built from just simply seeing a photograph is so incredibly valuable to your business.
So really, we're managing customer expectations before we've ever interacted with them.
100%.
Okay, so now let's talk about the photography and the strategy and making sure that you're capturing your brand story. Because in my own mind, I'm like, I wouldn't even know necessarily where to start. Especially if, let's say, my business has been open for 3 or 4 years and I'm evolving and things have changed. You know, do we keep the old stuff up there too? Do we show evolution and growth? Or is this just a snapshot of where we are now and what you can expect?
Yeah. Again, Dawn, you ask amazing questions. So if you are a business, our businesses evolve. And with that, our strategy, our services, our offers, what we provide to customers, that will evolve as well. And so we need to make sure that our imagery reflects our current offering. And so what I love to do is work directly with business owners on their image strategy. So yes, I'm a photographer and I love taking pictures, but you might already have a local photographer that you like to work with, or you might be in a different part of the world than me, and that's okay. But by working directly with the business owners on their image strategy and looking at, you know, what images are you using today, and or what images should you be using in order to reflect your why, your story, and your brand as a business owner. You know, again, we'll go to the chiropractor. If you're, as a chiropractor, looking to help people relieve pain in their daily life, well, does that show in your imagery, or does it just show, you know, a maybe dark, blurry treatment room where it's poorly lit and people are thinking, oh, actually, that looks a little bit more painful than pain relieving. So by working with business owners to evaluate and audit their existing images, I can help them determine, are the images as a business owner that you're using today up to date, telling the story that you need to tell and capturing your potential customer's attention, or are they actually working against you and repelling them instead?
Yeah, because, you know, it's, I think it's hard. I'm trying to wrap my head around the idea that in just one or two images, I could understand a brand or brand story. But the truth is we do it all the time. I think that we do make these judgments and evaluations on a photograph sometimes as to whether or not we want to do business, or if we want to, you know, continue, you know, working with a particular person or a client or a product. So, you know, this is a really interesting discussion for especially the brick and mortar businesses and stuff that maybe they posted the last time they put their signage up when they got that refreshed. But since then, they haven't really communicated through imagery outside of something like social media. So, you know, I think this is important to remember that they are going to find you first and probably follow you second. I don't think that's something we've really talked much about before. So is it important to keep the brand story consistent across all of your marketing? So you were saying website, Google, social media, and those things. You know, I can hear it in my own head, and a couple of people are like, you want me to update my website every 3 months, right? So you know, that's something to think through, but let's talk about how that can be done in a way that's kind of like painless and not super time consuming on the business.
Absolutely. And yes, it is vital that you keep a consistent image and brand presence across all of your digital platforms. So let's use a simple headshot portrait as the example. So let's say as a business owner, you get a new haircut. And for me, my hair is quite long, but if I were to cut it short, I would look very different. So I would get a new headshot photo, and I would make sure that I update that in my email signature, on my Google profile, on my website and the about page, on my LinkedIn profile, on my social media, etc. Yes, it's probably going to take an hour or two to update in all those places, but if with an image strategy checklist, I can itemize all the places where your profile, your headshot profile already exists. And then you just have a simple checklist to say, yep, I updated my email signature. Yes, I updated my LinkedIn. Yes, I updated my website. And it makes it easy peasy. And by knowing where your images already exist, it's much faster to update. So doing it then quarterly doesn't become this daunting task. But here's the reason why you need to have a consistent image and presence across all of those profiles. It's because if somebody looks for you and they do their Google search, and then they see this great headshot there on Google, and they're like, oh, great, you know, I want to learn more about this business, and they click on the website. If they go to the website and you're still using the picture where you have long hair versus short hair, they're going to scratch their head for a second and say, well, is this the same person? I thought they had short hair. Have they updated this? Maybe they're no longer in business because it's not consistent. Another reason why to keep it, you know, we'll talk about that chiropractor again. If you look at the Google profile and you see they have short hair and you say, oh, this person looks friendly, and I want to see, do they actually have the credentials that a chiropractor would need to do the treatment safely and so on. So I'm going to go onto their LinkedIn profile and I'm going to look them up. And if you know, type in Jane Smith into LinkedIn, there's going to be 100 people with that name. But if you see the exact same headshot profile photo that you just saw 5 seconds ago on Google, you're immediately going to say, oh, that's the person. and you're going to click and you read their information, and you, and as a potential customer, you got the information you needed within seconds because it was consistent and you recognized that picture. And that's how powerful a picture is. And one other thing that a lot of business owners don't consider is that on online profiles such as LinkedIn or Instagram and things like that, when you update your profile photo there, that platform sends a message to all of the people following you saying, hey, something new has happened here. Do you want to look? That's also free marketing. So quarterly, by updating your images online, it's free marketing. It's keeping you top of mind for people. They're like, oh, what did they update? I got to click. I got to see. And it's just as simple as updating your profile photo. But now they're looking at you again. They're looking at your business again. And you're keeping top of mind.
Yeah, that's an incredible thing. I didn't think of that. I don't think many people would think that by doing these updates, you're going to be using the platform itself and its algorithm to put you back in front of potential clients without you having to make a post, write an email, do some, some sales strategy thing. I mean, this is literally just like, hey, by the way, when's the last time you checked up on so-and-so? That's amazing. I love this. So where can people find you and get these audits? And can you talk a little bit about the process of all the things that you go through? Because you were like a checklist of where the pictures are. I'm slightly stressed at the idea of having to think through everywhere that I've got things. You know, I think it's just a matter of recognizing and having good awareness about how important this is. You need to set aside a couple hours and really make sure that this is being done.
Yes, absolutely. So I love to help and support business owners and take a lot of the workload off of their plate. I am here to guide and help. So with the business image audit, what I do is there's three main steps. The first is research. The second is a visual analysis. And then the third is the review. So step one in the research, that's when I will act as your potential customer. And I will Google search your business and I will find all of the places where your business shows up online, all of the places where your potential customer could find you. And then once I find those places, those different profiles, your websites, all your LinkedIns, your Instagrams, maybe guest blog posts you've had before, anywhere that you show up, I'm then going to do a visual analysis on those, which is the second step. And that's where your existing imagery is analyzed across all of those virtual platforms. And I'm looking specifically for three things. I'm looking for efficacy, continuity, and brand storytelling. Can I tell immediately within 3 to 5 seconds what your business is about? And is your business open for business? And why would I want to contact you as a potential customer? Once I've done the research and the visual analysis, then I meet with the business owner for a Zoom call. It's 1 hour long, and we go through all of the digital audit results. And I encourage you to take notes, but I also can create for you that digital checklist where I can then, after our call, you can purchase it so that you can be able to go through with either your marketing manager or your intern student who might be managing all the images across the things, taking all of the imagery responsibility off of your plate as a business owner. You can give it to the people who are updating it on your platforms. Or if you're doing it yourself, you have a checklist there of, okay, here's where my images are old. Here's where I need to update them. And it's just as simple as that. Going through the checklist, it allows you to like maybe set aside an hour or two. It's not a super time consuming process.
Yeah, I love this. So where can people find you to either book one of these with you or to learn more about what you do and how you guide businesses through this process?
Yep. The best place to find me is on my website at bonniedickson.com. And that's Dickson, D-I-C-K-S-O-N. And yeah, you can contact me through the website. I also have all of the information on the digital audit, which is under the services page. It's called the business image audit. And there's all the information on the different steps and how I help guide people through. And I'm happy to connect with all business owners and answer any questions that they can have, because really why I do this is to help educate and provide the strategy for businesses, because you all work so hard to create your business, and it's so important for you to exist and show up with a strong first impression online.
Yeah, absolutely. It is all about that first impression. So we're going to put the website and information down inside the show notes. So if you're listening to this when it launches or 2 years from now, you'll still be able to find Bonnie online and get some support around that first impression. And, you know, set aside some time this week, if you haven't, to check and see if you've even updated your Google hours in the last 6 months or so. And then get with Bonnie and let's get these first impressions up and running, because especially with businesses where you're going to be Googling near me, you want to pop up as the strongest candidate, especially if you have other competition in the area. So thank you so much, Bonnie, for joining me today and, you know, providing the step-by-step and some strategies.
Thank you, Dawn. You asked incredible questions and it's my pleasure to be here.
Okay, I'll talk to you all next time on the next episode of the Profit Accelerator Podcast. Take care. Thanks for tuning into this episode of the Profit Accelerator Podcast. If you want some more information about me or free resources, please visit my updated website, dawnkkennedy.com. Follow me on social at DawnKKennedyXO on Instagram and on Facebook at Dawn K. Kennedy Mentor. I'll see you next time.